and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
Dun, 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 dun. Did you watch the hockey game last night?
I did not. I was watching The Bachelorette. Yeah, not going to lie.
Yeah.
Did you watch the game?
I did what every man did in this city last night, which flipped between The Bachelorette and the hockey game.
Yeah.
Taylor Stevens was back. Taylor Stevens exploded on Twitter last week. She was the very chesty blonde who parked herself behind the New Jersey Devils bench and was pressing them up against the glass. To distract the coach and the team.
Dude, on YouTube, that clip that made it online, 2.6 million views already.
I know. Well, that's what YouTube is for, right?
I know, but...
Big boobs plus hockey is what a lot of people do searches for on YouTube. Let's face it. Let's be honest here. It turns out Taylor Stevens is from Toronto.
Yeah.
And I guess she's into the PORNO business. Could have guessed that. But there you go. Her distraction worked, and the LA Kings won the Stanley Cup.
She on the phone?
Yeah.
Taylor Stevens.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. Are you in LA right now?
I am still in LA, yes. Yeah. I'll be leaving later today, yeah.
Were you partying all night in celebration of the Kings winning their first Stanley Cup?
We were celebrating for sure. It was really, really fun, yeah.
Are you taking credit for this?
No, come on. Good. I can't take credit for this.
So, Taylor, again, how did you come up with this idea that you were going to use your huge boobs to park yourself behind the bench of the New Jersey Devils and distract the team?
Well, it all happened by chance. I mean, I did get the tickets as a gift, so I was really, really excited about that. I mean, the last year I've been battling cancer, and on my wish list, instead of just, you know, purses or material things, I value the moments in my life and the games and the fun things I get to do. So, Ben had bought me the tickets. I went. I had no idea that they were those great seats. And then I had no idea that this was going to be what it is right now. But, I mean, it was fun. I'm just having fun with it. And in this crazy world, it's kind of good to just laugh and have fun.
What kind of cancer do you have?
I have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I got diagnosed on Christmas Eve of 2010. So
how are you doing with it?
A lot better than I was, I'll tell you that. But still fighting. I have a little bit of a ways to go, but I think that... I think that I'm going to beat it. I'm very positive about that. And I'm looking forward to that, to saying I'm cancer-free. So
it sort of puts a whole different spin on this, you know?
It really
does. You go from, you know, Twitter, you know, being ultra blonde bimbo with huge boobs behind a hockey bench to a girl who's just trying to live every day to its fullest because you're battling non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
It's hard. It's hard because I've been an adult model for the last 10 years, number one webcam girl in, you know, I do webcamming and adult modeling.
Oh, Mocha told me all about it.
Shut up, man. Dude, come on now. My girlfriend's listening. My girlfriend's mom's listening.
Mocha told me all about you.
I haven't done any hardcore, you know, porn, and I've been getting the title porn star, and I have a lot of friends in the porn industry, and I think they deserve that title a lot more than me because they've worked really hard, but I'm just solo porn, if you really want to put it that way.
Okay.
And
like the Octomom.
No.
Exactly, like the Octomom.
Nothing like the Octomom. I worked very hard my entire life. So for me, I think people originally judge me by my blonde boobs, but once they get to know me, they realize there's a lot more behind me than that. You know?
So when you left the game on Saturday night, when you checked Twitter and saw in the section that said trending and it had your name there, what was your first reaction?
I just... Ness, is this a joke? Like, oh my God, what is going on? You know, and then so I just saw it and it was really cool. And I think the coach of the New Jersey Devils was really, really good about it. So it was fun. I'm having fun with it. Absolutely.
So what are you doing? You have two tiny little shirts that you're going to auction off?
I have fans that were asking me, you know, can we get the shirt you're wearing? Are you going to put it on your website? And for me, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to just do something really, really good with something awesome and fun and something for causes that are very close to me, obesity and lymphoma, because I was once 300 pounds. So,
really?
Yeah.
Do you have a website? Where can somebody go and get more info?
I have TayStevens.com. I have my Twitter at TayStevens, and the listings are on eBay. If you just to search Taylor Stevens. They'll be on my blog as well.
Okay, so Taylor Stevens, the Toronto, not porn star, but solo webcam girl, I guess, who was made famous earlier in the week for being the girl with the huge boobs behind the New Jersey Devils bench during the Stanley Cup games. Before you start goofing on her, she's going through non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So feel bad for that, because I know you're about to goof on her.
Don't feel bad, because I'm going to beat it.
No, I know. You know what I mean. Anyway, we wish you all the luck, hon.
Thank you very much.
Taylor Stevens, thanks so much for being on the Roz and Mocha Show today.
Thank you for having me.
The Roz and Mocha Show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 on KISS 92.5.